The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. Custom leather shoemaking in Japan has burgeoned in the last 20 years. The hefty price tag of 480,000 yen, or $4,200 per made-to-measure pair, hasn't dissuaded a steady clientele. Yohei Fukuda is a custom leather shoemaker.
I can say it's booming in Japan. The number of bespoke shoemakers started increasing slowly since about 2000, and there are about 40 bespoke workshops in Tokyo today.
The handcrafting art is evident at a workshop in the upper market area of Omitasando in Tokyo. One worker looks at the quality of the latest leather delivery. Another sews on a sole, and a third carefully pulls at a fine thread. It is a painstaking process that requires between 120 to 140 hours of work for each pair of shoes. Hiroshi Tagaki is a student at the Mizuno Gakuen College.
There are many stages in assembling a shoe, like sewing with a machine, forming it with the last, and attaching a sole, for example. One stage has to be perfect to be followed by the next, and if you don't do even one of them right, the final product ends up being no good.
The art of leather shoemaking, once dominated by European artists, now brings Western apprentices to the East to learn from the Japanese. As India continues to modernize, Dobies are having trouble surviving. The Dobies are a low-caste Hindi group whose traditional occupation is to wash clothes. Lakshmi is a laundry lady working in Chennai City.
There is no income in this profession any longer. Whatever we earn is spent. Say if we earn 15 cents, not even 7 cents is left with us.
There are about 2,000 Dobies living in southern Chennai City. The families here have relied on hand washing for generations, dunking, beading, and laying out garments in the sun to dry. But now washing machines are quickly replacing this tradition, and many Dobies are wondering how to make ends meet. The future is foggy as they focus on the day-to-day task of survival. V. Ramchandran is the president of the Chennai State Laundry Association.
Our condition is of daily wages. We earn and spend daily. This is what our entire day is all about. We earn for our families. There is no more other profit for us.
For now, Dobies are relying on the business still trickling in from hotels, hospitals, and salons. But the interlocking grid of wash basins that has marked the character of this neighborhood for so long will soon be a relic of the past. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.